Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy-Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson plus Front Street Holler and Christie's Feet. All that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
I'm telling you, those jeans look great on you.
Thank you.
I think they'd look even better on my bedroom floor.
I'm really uncomfortable right now.
Here, does this make you uncomfortable?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, no, that doesn't make me. That feels kind of good, actually. Yeah.
All right. Take your tongue and slide it.
Kevin Clone Gene. Available everywhere.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
It's great to be here.
How about ya?
Thank you very much. That's Chick McGee. How about you, Wing? Let's see. There's Ace. There's Josh at the IHateStevenSinger.com sidekick. Desk. The room next door is the Navy Federal Credit Union News Room with Christy Lee. Willie G is in the hot box. Pat Godwin is just around the corner in the other building. And a very studious-looking Al Jackson has joined us from Colorado. You're looking younger, Al. Is it those new glasses?
Oh, yeah. I put the glasses on every once in a while. It kind of helps. The LASIK is wearing off, my friend.
Oh. Al, I feel like you're the smart girl of the movie, and halfway through you're going to take your glasses off, and we're all going to realize how pretty you are. I love it.
You shake your head, your hair falls down, and
Willie,
I did like the message that all those 80s movies where the girl kind of, you know, got hot for the guy was, she just had to change. You know, ladies... If you want to be better, just look better. It's like, it was just model. All she did was take her braces and her glasses off. It's like, no one could tell she was 6'1".
Super hot.
Now, Al, the question was floating around on the show this morning. The first famous person that you ever met. And in my case, it was I was very young, and it was some actor I'd never heard of. My dad shoved me up to the bar at Sardi's to meet this guy.
Sardi's.
Only Tom. Wait,
Who was it?
It was Horace McMahon from the show Naked City, which I had never seen. And when you're a little kid, you think, Naked City, cool. There are going to be naked ladies on this.
What a great story. Just robbers and detectives.
So who's the first famous person you met, Al?
this is like, we have the, everybody listening has to remember that there was like famous and then there was local famous.
Sure. Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he did play in the NFL, but there was a guy named Gerald the Ice Cube McNeil.
Yes.
He had one or two kind of big seasons for the Browns. He's a little guy, probably like 5'10", 180 pounds, but he had two good seasons returning kicks, and he was getting his hair cut at my barbershop, and I almost passed out.
Wow.
I
mean,
see? Yeah.
You didn't see famous people. You guys remember there was like seeing a famous person, it was impossible. Now they're everywhere, but like they, you know, you just didn't see anybody.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Wow. And who did we determine was your first one, Christy?
Mine was Eddie Rabbit. It was at a country music festival. And I
How old were you?
16. I just started working for the radio station. And I was so excited. I can remember the cowboy hat I was wearing. I was out on a light blue polo shirt.
Yes.
I remember every aspect of this. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I think that leads to a bigger question. Tom, how far back do your memories go? Have you met people that say that they legitimately remember stuff from when they were 4 or 5?
Oh, my sister can do that. She can put names, dates, places. It's amazing.
I remember I can remember being 4 because I remember seeing E.T. in the theater. And
really?
I was 4.
Wow.
Wow.
I only have a handful of memories when I was 4. Essentially 2 of them that I know are actually true, and because I've had them verified by my sister. And one of them, actually, there's a physical object. When I was in before kindergarten, those things where you take a clay thing and make your hand.
Sure.
Push it in.
Plaster of Paris.
Yeah, I still have that. Al, can you name every teacher you had in elementary school?
I can't name one. I can barely name one. I don't remember anything until maybe like the middle of high school. I don't remember anything.
Does it help if you see a picture, though? Does that like jar a memory? Like if you see a picture?
If I saw a picture of any of my middle school or elementary school teachers, I wouldn't know who they were.
How about this, Al? If we could get the essence of the smell of your house, blindfold you, do you think you could take a whiff of that and go, oh, that's the house I grew up in?
I think so.
Because they say, Chick and I were talking about this off the other day, that sometimes they say smell trigger memories better than anything.
Oh, yeah. They say all the time. That's the case. Yeah.
I wouldn't know what my house smelled like growing up.
But if that smell all of a sudden wafted in front of you, you would immediately know.
The glue that they used to put the fake paneling on the trailer walls, maybe.
Or maybe the smell of the cigarette smoke from your dad or something like that.
Okay. Sure. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. When I hug somebody, my first thought is like, oh, that's what your house smells like.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Or what fabric softener you use.
That's true.
You know, I'm opposed to fabric softener.
I know you are, but there are people who use it.
Al, I use those big balls you heave into the thing that don't have
don't
a scent
work.
To them.
Oh,
they work great.
No, they don't.
They're like tennis balls.
It's like rubbing crystals on your armpits.
Yeah,
what's your contention with the dryer sheets? What is it?
The dryer sheets, when you fold your clothes, all of a sudden you feel like you've just dipped your fingers into Italian dressing.
No, it's awful.
I don't know what happened to you, but that's not
either.
The case.
It is the
but
case.
But you know what? It's in there and it's never coming out.
Nope.
He's like that about something.
Somebody told him something about dryer sheets.
No one told me anything.
Met a guy somewhere.
You know, I'm your son and I can't relate to you.
Yeah, well, so I just folded your laundry and no, I didn't use any dryer sheets.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Dad.
Al, are you in Denver today?
I am in Denver hanging out.
Okay.
Bay.
And you'll see Al on, of course, The Daily Blast
live
on a TV show near you or on the internet. What's the latest at the station? Are you guys all allowed in there still?
No, I think just to avoid everything, we just have kind of a skeleton crew. But at this point, we've been doing it for a couple of months. So it's me, another host, a stage manager, and just one producer in a room for like there are more people in the room with you guys than there are in my studio, which is crazy. Yes. And it's a studio for 69 people.
Whoa.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. Well, there are only 4 of us in this room. We're kind of spread out. I don't know if you can tell looking at your screen that we're all spread out. Just to be safe and happy. Now we have time to do a quick quiz, test my knowledge of what's happening in the contemporary culture, and what do we got?
Tom, you did okay last week.
It was not a good performance.
It wasn't great, but you know what, Tom? We have short memories. You know, we're goldfish, not elephants. We forget.
Okay.
And so we're gonna keep going, Tom, with this week. Tom, let's talk locations.
All right.
If you were on Front Street. Where are you?
On Front Street.
I'm on Front Street.
Boy, what just happened to you?
Oh, down I have a guess.
Front Street.
What's your guess, Christy?
You just got fired?
No, that's good, though. No, I like that.
Oh, man.
So, you're lying excessively to someone? You're fronting?
Oh, that's no,
you,
logical.
You used it right, but the definition's wrong. But you used it. That's the way you would say it.
Are you bragging? Is that it? What? I'm not sure on front.
How could you use the expression?
I've heard it.
Fronting is different than Front Street. So fronting is bragging. So yes, that's correct. Right. But Front Street, like if Willie put Tom on Front Street, what did Willie just do to Tom?
Oh,
is this like being thrown under the bus?
Thrown out of the house?
That's a tangent. Josh, you got one real quick?
Let him have it. He verbally undressed him, or he called him out for something.
Yeah, just like you kind of like verbally attacked them or made fun of them, like in front of like the girls or something. You'd be like, oh, well, at least I had enough money to go to the dance, Tom. Like that's kind of like you just fronted on somebody. Like, why are you saying that right in front of my girl?
Yeah, why you put me on Front Street, man? These girls were.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Oh, that's nice now.
But Chick used it right when he said fronting, because fronting is another thing where it's just like almost like if you think about somebody fronting all the wealth that they have, but there's really nothing behind it. Like somebody that wears $1,000 suits but like lives in their car. That's kind of front. That's kind of faking it.
Ah, yeah, they have the $17 Rolex from Tijuana.
Yes, the definition of fronting, fake Rolex.
Oh, I like that. So use it in a sentence for me properly, Josh.
Al, Chick, and I went to lunch, and the waitress was pretty cute. And when the bill came, Al looked at her and said, "I'll take care of this." Josh, there's no way he could afford this. Oh, man, why you put me on Front Street like that?
Definition.
Oh, that's great.
There. Yeah.
That's good. So thank you, Bridge. Let's get to our next one, Al Jackson.
Let's go to Fist City if you're going to front me. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Is that a thing?
Fist City?
Now.
Okay.
I used to be.
It's a beer in Chicago, Fist City.
Let's move forward, Al. What do you got?
I like this one because it involves your son's name.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Big Willie style?
No.
Oh.
But close, and you should be able to get it from that definition. Tom, what's a fraud willy?
Ooh. A fraud willy.
A fraud willy. Hmm. Yikes. Well, is it the English, or the term used in England for for the male member?
Like a prosthetic penis?
No, but that's good, but no.
It's not a Willie Nelson reference?
No, but we kind of just talked about it with the last thing we discussed, with the last thing Chick said.
I don't know. I give up. Anybody got anything? Okay. Well, tell me what it is, Al.
All right. We talked about fronting. A fraud Willie is somebody that's like, Big Willie style is like, you really do have money. That was the name of Will Smith's album. A fraud Willie is somebody that just kind of acts like they're Big Willie, but they're faking. They don't have it.
Gotcha.
I see.
All right.
Okay, I thought it was a cod piece.
A cod piece.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, you got your fraud. Oh, that would be really good.
We should make it that.
Although you don't really see cod pieces all that often.
No, you don't.
Anybody own one?
I wear one every day on the show just in case they change the camera angle.
Okay, smart.
Good to know. Okay, one more, Al. What do we got?
All right, one more, Tom, and you're going to get this one because I just feel like I kind of set you up for success.
We've gone down this road. Okay, here we go.
You've got this. You know this phrase. Tom, what does it mean to holla back?
Is this that Holla Back Girl song?
I ain't no Holla Back Girl.
Holla back at your boy, or something like that.
To return a verbal assault?
Not assault, per se.
No.
Help me with it, Josh, please.
My understanding is if you holla back, you are reciprocating the flirting. Let's say I send a girl a drink at a bar, and then she comes over and decides to talk to me. She's kind of holla backing.
Is that correct?
There's two definitions. That one is definitely one of them. Definitely correct. And the other one would just be really simple, like, you know, just get back to me. So it could be like, Josh, when you get to the house, man, holla back and let me know if my PlayStation's over there.
Yeah, we'll do, man.
Yeah, I think Gwen Stefani was singing more about the flirting thing. I ain't no holla back girl. I ain't no holla back girl.
I never understood that. I think, is that like I'm not a girl that wants guys to yell at me on the street?
I think so. Yeah, I think.
I honestly thought it was the name of like a British department store.
A hollaback girl?
They had the hollaback girls.
Instead of Harrods, it's hollaback.
Yeah, right.
The hollaback girls will be making an appearance in store.
She was attractive, but no, she didn't enter some contest.
How did holler become
hollaback?
A noun meaning yell, holler.
Holler.
Or is it a verb? Holler.
Yeah. Holler at me.
I always said it because Jimbo, who used to be on the staff, would say it all the time. Give me a holler if you need anything.
Yeah.
Stop hollering.
I think it's because you would yell across the holler to get the attention.
There we go.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got time for something. One more thing, Al. What do you got?
All right, Tom, one more thing, and you got this. Tom, use the word youngin. In a
sense. I watched the Beverly Hillbillies as a kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not sure how that works in here, but go ahead.
We got the cement pond already, and Ellie Mae's bringing some youngins over to have a nice afternoon.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
Technically, youngins are usually referred to as a young lady. So, I told youngin to hit me back after I'm done. After I'm done at work, so
right.
I'm waiting from youngin. Look at those youngins over there.
Prince Andrew.
There you go. I want to wish him well. Hope he does well. Yeah.
Well, before we go, Al, who's the most famous person that you met when you were a kid that we would have heard of?
The most famous person.
Did you ever meet? Now you grew up in Cleveland and Beechwood. Did you ever meet
Reggie Rucker?
Another like Jim Brown, one of the great alums from the Browns, or Bob Feller?
When was the first time I met a real?
It's hard to think, isn't it?
Yeah, it is hard. Yeah.
Let me ask this.
After a while, they kind of blend. There used to be a huge divide between famous people and not, but now because of YouTubers, like. Somebody can be famous and be sitting right next to you at a cafe.
Yeah.
I would say the first famous person I ever had like a long dialogue with was I met Bernie Kosar.
Oh, wow.
Our old quarterback on a plane. This is back when U.S. Airways was an airline.
Uh-huh.
And I flew so much with them. I was platinum, so I was always in first class. And Bernie Kosar sat next to me, and we talked for, I don't know, maybe 2.5 hours. It was one of the greatest days of my life because I was like all my uncles.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow. Yeah, I sat next to Bernie in first class. He was really cool. But that's how long ago it was when U.S. Airways was around.
Good quarterback and really bright guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the sidearm delivery. Shout out to Bernie. 86 cool. Browns, baby.
Shout out to Ted Abernathy. That'll be the most obscure reference of the
day.
Baseball pitcher.
I only did that because in case our good friend Mark Patrick's listening, he'll email me later today and go, wow, you got Ted Abernathy in the show today? Since today's the first day of baseball. Well, thank you, Al Jackson, one of my favorite human beings.
Love you guys.
We love you, Al. You're the best. Watch him on the Daily Blast Live. Now, Ace, are you raising your hand?
Oh, he was waving to Al.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought perhaps there was a potential sequel to today's joke of the day.
Oh.
If we're going to be getting the double dose.
Let's just move along.
The two for Thursday.
Am I the only one that would love to hear another joke of the day?
I wouldn't mind.
He's got 45.
Is there anything in the quiver, Ace?
I got 45.
Well, then, without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, you may say that wasn't really a joke. No. These are cultural observations with our host, Ace Cosby.
When you're in the grocery, when you're checking out, they always ask you paper or plastic.
Sure.
You ever wonder why they ask you that?
Why?
Because baggers can't be choosers.
To me, that's like a sculpture carved out of a giant piece of granite.
Yep.
It was there all the time,
yeah.
And he uncovered it.
There we go.
That's a good one.
I've never thought of that, and it's been there forever.
That's wonderful.
Baggers can't be choosers.
I don't want to be the next person who who checks you out at the grocery store. Hey, you know what? Baggers can't be choosers. And they'll just stare at you.
Yeah, well, I've heard that before.
Uh-huh.
All day today.
Move it along.
Can I see your feet?
Man, you didn't say it right.
Want to see my feet? I'm sorry. Can't even do my own line.
That's okay.
Okay. Christy, you
What?
You ever get out the lotion and maybe spend some time on a friend of yours' feet?
What is wrong with you?
You know I don't like feet.
She does not care for feet.
I'm not a feet person.
And I've got very nice feet, and she wouldn't let me cup her face with them one morning.
Good morning. No.
It was in here.
We talked about it in here.
I don't want to talk to the lady at HR again today.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.